The prison abuse scandal has made us all think about the moral choices soldiers and officers in the field have to make in wartime. These are the very questions that author Martin Cook has made his life's work. He teaches philosophy at the U.S. Air Force Academy and has written a book called The Moral Warrior. I spoke to him recently. We were also joined by one of his former students, Colonel John Peabody, a former commander in the Army's 3rd Infantry Division in Iraq. I started the conversation by asking Professor Cook to define the moral warrior.
There's a very long tradition in the West of something called the just war. And the idea of just war is that while war is a necessary feature of human life in some circumstances, it's also very important that it be conducted under certain moral restraints, both for the protection of non-combatants, but also for, frankly, the moral protection of the soldiers themselves, who can be enormously damaged if they're put in circumstances where they're forced to do or witness horrific things.
You have been teaching young officers in training at the Air Force Academy, and I wonder what you have been hearing from them. What kind of questions are they asking you, in particular about the Abu Ghraib scandal? Is this something that's much on their minds?
Yeah, in fact, I sort of threw away my lesson plan the last week or so of the class this term, and we just used some streaming video off of various things and talked about command responsibility and their own moral psychology and how this happens to people.
What it was that the students there were asking in particular?
Within weeks, they're about to become second lieutenants, right? So the question was, well, the first question that they wanted to ask was, where were their officers? Because, you know, the initial pictures were all of enlisted people. So they were concerned about what is their responsibility as officers? Where are they going to be? How do you maintain control of your subordinates? How can an environment like that get created? That was a very productive conversation. They also wanted to really think about the psychology of being put in an environment where you have that kind of power over people.
Colonel Peabody, you were a student of Professor Cook's, I understand, when he taught at the U.S. War College.
That's correct. I was in his class 4 years ago. We had many conversations about the issue of morality in war.
Well, I want to ask you, sir, it's all very nice to talk theoretically in the classroom about the morality of war and being a moral warrior, but how do you apply those lessons on the battlefield when people are shooting at you? Is there time to think about these things when your life or the lives of your fellow soldiers are on the line?
Well, I think you hit the crux of the matter in terms of a combat situation. There is very little time to reflect. There's time to think, but that time is usually measured in matters of microseconds, seconds, or perhaps, if you're lucky, minutes. So you really have to have prepared yourself mentally for situations that will come up before you find yourself facing them, or you might make decisions that, A, you'll regret, and, B, will get yourself or your soldiers wounded or killed.
I wonder if you could share with us an instance where you've been confronted with a stark moral dilemma on the battlefield and what you did.
When I was in Somalia, I was confronted with a situation where I came upon a very severely wounded Somali man with a bunch of people around him. My dilemma was, do I do something to help this person, or do I drive on, knowing that this could be an ambush and that I was in a single vehicle with just myself, my driver, and a captain. We didn't have the arms to deal with any kind of a serious combat situation if we were confronted with one, and this had just happened. I think the thing that turned it for me was the man was almost certainly going to die. He was completely bloody from head to his midsection area. The shirt was completely red, and there was no doubt in my mind that he was not going to survive, although I couldn't, you know, make that with any kind of medical certainty, make that judgment. The decision I made was to drive on, given that I felt the chances I could do anything for this guy was next to nothing, and that the risk to my soldiers would have been very, very high if there had been the gunman still around or if it had been an ambush. But, you know, that's something I think about often, that sometimes I wonder if I did the right thing by continuing to move on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say, Brian, that John shared that story with me when we were at the War College together, and I think that's a common feature of morally reflective soldiers like John, that it's not over when it's over. You know, it's something to continue to reexamine, continue to think about.
Professor Martin Cook teaches at the U.S. Air Force Academy. He's author of The Moral Warrior, and we spoke with him from Canberra, Australia, where he's teaching Australian military cadets. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Colonel John Peabody is a former commander of the Engineering Brigade of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. He joined us from the Pentagon. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.